Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Love.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, he loved us. Thank you, Lord. He laid his life down for us so we can live and have our being. We say good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. We thank you that you loved us so much. Hallelujah. You took 39 stripes on your vessel for each and every one of us, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. If it had not been for you, where would we all be this day, Lord God? And we say thank you for giving up your son, Jesus, for us, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we just come with a humble heart and stretched out arms this morning to welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign, to saturate, to drench us with your presence. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you. Thank you how you watched over us last night as we slept in slumber. We thank you, Lord God, that you don't sleep nor slumber. And we say thank you. How your right hand is continuously holding us up in spite of what we go through. Your right hand still holding us up, Lord God. And we say thank you. Come bless the Lord with me today. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord, because this is the day the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. In spite of what's going on, I say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah is the highest praise. And I come to say hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come plead the blood of Jesus over this line today, over every household represented on this line today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every nursing home today, every hospital, every sick and shut-in today, Lord God. We say thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We say thank you for meeting our daily needs on today, Lord God. You supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we say thank you for supplying it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up all our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our neighbor's children. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift them all up to you this morning, Lord God. We thank you and praise your holy name. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. So our loved ones are still in the land of the living with us, and we say thank you. We thank you that we was able to look up and get up. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for your strength, that you saturate us with strength daily. You daily supply all our needs. You daily supply us with strength. You daily supply us with strength. And we say thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. We come to tear down strongholds in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. And we welcome you in our services on today. We welcome you in our homes on today. We welcome you in our neighborhoods today. Rule and reign in our neighborhoods today. Drive out the violence, Lord God. According to your promise, there should be no more violence in our land, and our walls should be salvation, and our gates should be praised. So we thank you right now for salvation coming forth. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we lift up all the bereaved families all over the land today, Lord God. We thank you for being their comfort today. We thank you for being their strength today. We thank you for being their peace today, Lord God, because your words say you never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. Even out of bereavement, salvation come forth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for delivering today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you in advance for breakthroughs today, Lord God, and not breakdowns, that we are better and not bitter. We are the victors and no longer the victims, Lord God. We thank you that our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard what you're doing for your people today, God. Oh, we thank you and bless your name today, Lord God. We bleed the blood over the homeless right now, God. Open up more doors for the homeless, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, close doors that can no man open, Lord God, for the homeless, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. because you love us all equally. You have no favorite child. You love the homeless, Lord God. And so I thank you for doing a new thing for the homeless through me in the mighty name of Jesus and through others that's coming forth, God. Have your way, Lord God, for the homeless today, God. In every city, in every state, in the nation, Lord God, is homeless people all over, God. And we ask you to do a have your way in their lives, God. Place the right people in their path, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because your right hand is holding even the homeless up, God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come and bless your name today, Lord God. Have your way in our services on today. Strengthening our service on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we love you, Lord. We need you, and we absolutely nothing without you. We can do nothing without you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Your right hand holding us up, God. And we say thank you. We should live and not die and do what you have called us to do. We say thank you. But we got to be physically alive to do what you called us to do, God. And we thank you for life today, to do what you called us to do. And to take us to the next level in you, God. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, Lord, and we need you.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, it's the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we will be stationed at the station that he has stationed us in life to carry out his will here on the earth. And Father God, we want to thank you, oh Father God, for waking us up. We want to thank you for giving us such a life. We want to thank you for healing us in our body and our mind, oh Father God. We want to thank you, oh Father God, for going into the deepest depth within us, oh Father God, shining the light within us, oh Father God, exposing all darkness, oh Father God, that has been instilled in us, O Father God. And you are releasing it from us, O Father God, to be drawn into the pits, O Father God, from which it came, O Father God, whereas it will not instruct, dominate, or have anything to do with the processes of life that you are instilling within our life, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for removing, oh Father God, all hindrances, oh Father God, that may have kept us away from, Father, from understanding truly, oh Father God, that you have set before us to enjoy, oh Father God. Father God, we thank you, oh Father God. We love you, oh Father God, because of the love that you first have shown toward us, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God. Oh, we love you, oh Father God, with all that is within us, oh Father God. Oh, we honor you, oh Father God, with all that is in us, oh Father God, because there's no one like you, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for your spirit, oh Father God, going throughout the land, oh Father God, setting things up, oh Father God, for your coming, oh Father God, mentally and in the lives of your people, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for opening up our eyes, oh Father God, so that we may be able to see, oh Father God, you, O Father God, in all things, O Father God, so that we, O Father God, may be able, O Father God, to station ourselves in the place, O Father God, that you have stationed us in and not be moved, O Father God, or tossed to and fro, O Father God. But our eyes, O Father God, is going to be stayed upon you, O Father God, which cometh, O Father God, within us, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, because you have been standing at the door of our lives, oh Father God, and you have been knocking, oh Father God. Because in your word, oh Father God, you say, if anyone hear my voice and open up the door, that you will come in, oh Father God. And I thank you, oh Father God, for we reciprocating the love, oh Father God, that you have shown toward us, that we show toward you, and that we may show toward others, oh Father God, so that we may open up the door of love, oh Father God, and understanding, oh Father God, all of the fruits of the Spirit, all of the attributes of the fruits of the Spirit, oh Father God, that it would marinate within us, oh Father God, and take it right to place, oh Father God, so that everything we see and Father God and hear, oh Father God, we would measure it, oh Father God, of the foundation of your word that has, and that we will not be tossed to and fro, O Father God. But we will hear your still small voice within us, O Father God, amidst through the chaos and trials and tribulations that we may go through individually, O Father God, throughout our daily lives, O Father God. Oh, thank you, O Father God, for and Captain, everything of our possessions, O Father God, so that we will not lose anything that you have given us, O Father God, but the things that you have given us mentally, physically, and spiritually will increase, and it will increase in you to overcome the darkness, O Father God, that has been established in our lives, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, that you have made us vessels, Father God. We thank you, O Father God, that you have rooted out the darkness, O Father God, so that we may be hearers, O Father God, of you and you alone, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for enhancing our discernment, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, that you have established us to see behind the veil, O Father God, to really see what's going on, O Father God. He wants to thank you, O Father God, so that we are being those vessels of you, O Father God, emanating those things that you have done for us, through all of the backsliding and sinful things and missing the mark that we have done up in our lives, O Father God, and you have showed that love for us. We thank you, O Father God, that you have established that within us so that we may show that love for others, O Father God, that you have showed toward us, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God. We love you, O Father God. Because the salvation of the Lord call it upon the name of the only wise God, the Most High. And we thank you, O Father God, for Yahshua HaMashiach, O Father God, for what he done upon Calvary, O Father God, for seeing past what is happening now, but looking forward into the future for our lives, O Father God. O Father God, I ask that you would give us patience, O Father God. Patience and understanding that we will not be moved, O Father God. Father God, give us everything that we need, O Father God, to stand strong, O Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time, O Father God. O Father God, we honor you, we glorify you, magnify you, because there's no one like you, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, financial stability, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for our mental stability, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for every system, O Father God, that you have created in our temples, our body, to work together as one, even to heal itself, O Father God, that you have created this body to do, O Father God, or our lymphatic system, our circulatory system, our digestive system, every system that you have created in this temple to work together, O Father God. We want to thank you for regulating it, O Father God. O Father God, the things that's going on in the world and the systems, O Father God, in the world, Father God, let us be overcomers, O Father God. Let us not be subject to those things, O Father God, that the enemy has put for us, O Father God. O Father God, but we eat at your table, O Father God, as you said, O Father God, in your word, in Psalms 23rd Psalm, O Father God. And I ask, O Father God, that that be established within our lives, O Father God. And that would be established in the lives of other people, O Father God, that we may come across where memory may arise up in them and understand the 23rd Psalm the way you desire it to be understood for that individual, for the life path and the walk that they are walking up in, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we want to thank you for what you're doing. We want to thank you for what you have done. And we want to thank you for what you're doing for us in the future, oh, Father God. Father God, establish our ears to hear you and you alone. Oh, Father God, let us not be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God. Your word, oh, Father God, that you have established within us, oh, Father God. And let us live and walk and have our being, what you have established in us, oh, Father God. We honor you, Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for putting a hedge of protection, O Father God, upon your ministering angels, O Father God, that they will hear like they never have heard before. They will see like they have never seen before, because you are opening up the heavens, O Father God, to them, O Father God, so that they may be able to see, O Father God, and they may minister that word that you have given them unto your people, O Father God. We want to thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing in this season, oh, Father God. We want to thank you, oh, Father God, for the healing that's going forward, mentally, physically, and spiritually. We want to thank you, oh, Father God, for washing us, oh, Father God, with your word, oh, Father God. We want to thank you, oh, Father God, for correcting us in love, oh, Father God. We want to thank you, oh, Father God, for when others come to us, oh, Father God, and correct us, oh, Father God. Others show us, oh, Father God, a revelation, oh, Father God, that we would be able to receive it with the Son, oh, Father God, and establish it within our lives, oh, Father God, because of your love that you have for us, oh, Father God, because you desire all of us to be free, oh, Father God. You desire all of us to be free, oh, Father God, healed and delivered, oh, Father God. And I thank you, oh, Father God, for establishing that, for that narrative, oh, Father God, that we will walk, oh, Father God, worthy of your calling here upon the earth, oh, Father God. We want to thank you and honor you, and Father God, and all that you do, oh, Father God. We want to thank you and honor you for what you're going to do, oh, Father God. We want to just bless your holy name, because there's no one like you. Shalom.
Father God, we give you all the glory, and we honor your name, Lord God, as we lift you up, as we adore you, as we worship you, as we come before you in adoration, as we come before knowing that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Father, as we come before you knowing that you sit, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, in a place where, Lord God, you see your children. And, oh, Father God, even as, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, you are calling for those that belong to you. Even though you have set, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, a time and a place for each one of us, oh, Father, as your word will come down, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. And you said if we would hear you, Lord God, obey your voice, that we would harden not our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, in the day of visitation. Father God, we pray even now in the name of Yeshua, Lord God, that there is a pressing in this hour, Lord God, to seek you with all of our hearts. A pressing in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, of those that will go into the camps of the enemy and snatch back that which the enemy, Lord God, has held captive, because your word has been destined in the name of Yeshua. You said that you held captivity captive and you gave gifts unto men, and therefore your word is what we go into the camps with. And the enemy must bow before your word in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, as we stand, Lord God, upon your word which is a strong tower unto each and every one of us who yield to your spirit. Your word, Lord God, is a saturation in our hearts that will cause a transformation. Your word, Lord God, is double-edged. It will go into a place, Lord God, cutting. It will come out cutting, but you have the ability to heal. And, oh, Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, because you say that you shall come. And when you come, you say every eye shall see you. And you say even those, Lord God, that pierced you. And, oh, Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, as your word is saturating throughout the regions as we sent it forth. Oh, Father God, because as the Syrian soldier said, that he did not need you to actually come into the very place where he lived, but he was able to send forth the word, and his servant, even at the very same hour he found, was healed, because the word does exactly what it says. It cannot return unto him void. Father God, we take your word and we pull down the very strongholds of the enemy. No, Father God, you say we cannot go into a strong man's house unless we first bind up the strong man. And Lord God, you have given us the ability, because you say whatsoever we bind here, you would definitely bind where you are in heaven. And therefore we bind up the lying wonders, the spirit of sorcery, manipulation, and control that the forces of darkness will send against the people of the living God. We come against the very things of wickedness and deception that have caused, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, the minds to be betwixt. And, oh, Father God, we stand upon your word as we tread upon serpents and scorpions in the name of Yeshua. We cause destruction to the forces of darkness that was set to cause the people of God to go into a place that you did not assign them to be, because you have called us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, to decree your kingdom. For the Lord often was asked, when will you declare our kingdom? Will it be manifested? And he said, my kingdom is not of this world. And oh, Father God, we pray even now, Lord God, that we establish your kingdom in the places where you have assigned us to go. We decree and declare in those regions that your kingdom has come in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father God, because you said in your word, Lord God, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God. And Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, because they could not sustain who you are, Lord God, there is a time approaching where you said there shall be a new heaven and a new earth, Lord God, because the one that remained could not sustain your presence. Oh, Father God, because you said, unless you return, not one flesh will be left alive. Oh, Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, as you will cause your word, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, to go into the blankets, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, that the enemy has set, in the name of Yeshua, to cover the eyes of the people of God. But we cause your word to cause a destruction to the blankets, in the name of Yeshua. And we decree and declare in this hour, as we stand with a boldness, with an authority, because you say you gave us power over all the power of the enemy, in the name of Yeshua, that was the authority. And therefore, we have authority over the principalities that would attempt to come, Lord God, and show forth itself as it is, oh God, God, but it's not. And oh, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we command the principalities to bow to the authority of Yeshua, Mashiach. We command the powers to bow to the authority of Yeshua, Mashiach. We command, in the name of Yeshua, oh God, the rulers of darkness to bow in the name of Yeshua, Mashiach. We command the spiritual wickedness in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father God, in the double, and we stand with a boldness in your authority against every one of those elements. In the name of Yeshua, no matter what form that it comes in the name of Yeshua, because you said to us, Lord God, you said take dominion. You said to subdue the enemy. Subdue. That was your word. You said to subdue. We will subdue the enemy, because you said the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. Oh, Father God, you gave us the authority to subdue the enemy. And then you said to multiply. We're to multiply you in the places where we go, and we decree and declare the manifestation thereof, and therefore we take authority over every element of darkness that will come in any form, shape, amount, that will come in any type of element, and therefore we command destruction to the spirit of Tammuz, to the lying wonders of the spirit of Yoruba, the Orish, the Oshun, that will try to rise his head up against the people of the living God. But we authority over that river spirit that will try to slither its way in. But I'm telling you, you foul spirit, in the name of Yeshua, you have no authority over the people of God. And we stand boldly against the forces of darkness that was assigned to come and sit itself in the bloodline of the people of the living God. But we command you are rooted out, because it is written in Jeremiah chapter 1, that you will call the prophet to the nations, and it was said to pluck up, it was said to root up, it was said to pull up, it was said to establish and to build, and the establishment and the building is the building of the of the Father himself, of the Lord, and his righteousness. So every other thing must fall, it must bow in the name of Yeshua, as we lift up the next generation that is to come, that the forces of darkness was assigned against them, we command right now, it is utterly destroyed. You cannot have them. You do not have any authority to seduce them and beguile them, to
betwixt them in the name of Yeshua. We decree and declare that the forces that have been assigned against them to wrap around their ability to think the way that you have caused them to think, but we command destruction to the forces of darkness. We cut off the head of the lion wonders. And we decree and declare right now that we stand with a boldness against the forces of darkness. We decree that that the word of God is manifested in this hour, and it will do exactly what it says. It will not be altered. But because we send the warring angels against it, the satanic altars, the wicked altars that was assigned against the people of the living God, we command right now the angels who the Father have given unto us from his throne to go to those altars, locate them, and destroy them. And we call upon the God that answers by fire to destroy those satanic altars, to destroy the witchcraft altars, to destroy the unclean altars. And we decree and declare thing that will remain is altar of our Father, where we can go boldly before his throne of grace. Every other thing must be annihilated. That is contrary to the kingdom of the living God. And Father God, we thank you right now, and we give your name the glory. We honor you, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And every other God must bow. You must fall in the name of Yeshua. And Father God, we give your name the glory both now and forever. We thank you and we glorify you, because we say, who is the King of Glory? Master, he is the Lord, and he's a mighty in battle. To the all-wise God be both glory, honor, dominion, and power. And you say both now and forever. It remains. Hallelujah. Father God, we give your name the glory both now and forever. We bless you. Forever we bless you, Father. Forever we bless you. Forever we bless you. Forever we bless you. And we send the word now, Mama, to those who have gathered on a round table, destruction of Mama, also discussion against the people of God. But we send the word in the midst of that assignment, and we command now the words that you have spoken against the people of God are utterly destroyed even now, even as it's being spoken. The word is born in the midst of that satanic gathering, and it's causing destruction to occur now to the forces of darkness who have gathered together, because our Father said, do not be concerned concerning those things of the mouthful today, because he said concerning the gathering of those wicked forces, he said that some of my soon shall be cut down like a blade of grass. It shall come to pass. And Father God, we give your name the glory, and we honor you both now and forever. We bless your name, Father. We bless your name, and we exalt you forever.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 conference.
The theme: We Have Stood the Test of Time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m., get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gainey. Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration, $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcisha Green at 708-825-1988. Or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.
The noise of my day, depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, and I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. tell me which way I should go. Let me hear your voice. Oh Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I hear you, Lord. I hear you say, stand still and know that you are God. Oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Through the noise, let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher, Dr. Lorraine Matthews. I am overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. We're in the great, unique city of Harvey, Illinois, and I welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on today. And certainly we will want to give God the praise. We want to give him the glory and the honor for all that he is doing in us and through us and on our behalf. And we thank God for all that God has allowed us to tap into and experience on today. And it's through that powerful presence and experience of God that we're able to encounter greatness through the word of God and through his power and through his presence. And certainly, I just bless the Lord for all that he's doing in the lives of so many people. And certainly, I thank God for the presence of his intercessors, his prayer warriors, and the ministry gift of so many God's kingdom leaders that are in this season of breaking through and piercing through the kingdom of darkness. And releasing the oil of life to the lives of so many people who have been disenfranchised by the spirit and the kingdom of darkness. So I bless the Lord for each and every one of you all on this day. And we honor you all for your great place and positioning in the kingdom of God. We know that warfare is a horrendous thing, and so many people have been in battling in this time, but we know that as believers we have the power to overthrow every diabolical activity of Satan as long as we're staying in that place in the kingdom of God to overrule his activity and even his plan that's against us. And I thank God for that. I thank you, great prayer warriors, for your immense intensified wind that you're blowing from the spirit realm to eradicate the kingdom of darkness with the word of God. So I thank you all so much for your place and your presence in the things of God. And certainly I don't take it lightly, all that you do for the kingdom of God. I bless the Lord for you on today. I want to go back to something that we've been sharing for over the last several years because it's really time to intensify ourselves as it relates to the power of prayer. I haven't did it in a while, or I haven't went into this area in some time. Not that it's an area that I'm afraid to go in, but I think it's important that we not only go in this area, but we have to literally tackle tackle the kingdom of darkness in many areas. And and when I say tackling the kingdom of darkness, we have to be able to go in and overrule their many strong principalities and power that we as believers in the kingdom of God have to take out what the enemy has set in place. And if you have been following us, we have been sharing and teaching from the book of Daniel, And as we have been teaching from the book of Daniel, we have to really understand this particular position in the book of Daniel. It's important to understand power of prayer from sound, because many men and women of God, your prayers have been heard by the presence of God, but the warfare is your prayers have been attacked. Your prayers have been heard from the presence of God, but your prayers have been an attack. So the word of your prayers has been by the enemy while you have been releasing your prayers. So I want to share from this place today because it's very much needed for many of you. And the woman God was flowing in prayer, well, they were all praying. As she began to go into the spirit realm and began to bombard kingdom of darkness and then began to release the word of God, the enemy tried to suspend her frequency. And that is why it's important for all of us who are tapping into the spirit realm to gather ourselves together. If you read Psalm 50 and 5 said, gather my saints unto me, those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice. That means those who are in covenant with God's frequency, the word of God, will be able to tap into this particular realm and the dimension. The dimensions in the spirit realm. Let's go into the book of Daniel. Let's just go there. Daniel is in the Old Testament. It's one of the poetic books. One of the poetic books in the Old Testament there. We went through chapter number 1, chapter number 2. We dealt with a little bit of chapter number 3. Chapter number 2, I often bypass it. However, it is important. Chapter number 1 is about the mystery of the kingdom of Daniel body. Chapter number 2 is about the mystery of the kingdom of Daniel gift. Chapter 3 is the mystery of the kingdom of sound, because the king Nebuchadnezzar wanted to use his sound to overrule the presence of God. Because he always talked about when you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the decimal, and all kinds of music. He talked about other music as well. He said, you must bow down and worship him, the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the decimal, the psalm street, and all kinds of music. So chapter number 2 was connected to sound, the frequency of sound, and his frequency of sound was to throw the people off in terms of sound and frequency. Chapter number 4 opens us up to really know the king into reinterpretation as it relates to the dream. And then chapter number 5, the exiting out of the power of the king in bloodline into the raising up of a new kingdom. Chapter number 6 talks about Daniel and King Darius' reign. Chapter 7 opens up the dreams of the four beasts, world government, Daniel. And then between those chapters, there was a transition. So many things begin to happen and things begin to change. And so you deal with the challenges and the changes. But I want to deal with this chapter number 10. And I want to connect chapter number 10 to an important element as it relates to the power of prayer, the power of prayer. And because prayer is so important in many of our lives, especially the believers' prayer. And Daniel was a pivotal prayer warrior. He was a warrior in the prayer, the realms of prayer. Daniel prayed 21 days. Daniel's life was surrounded around prayer. He never deviated from the place of prayer. He never deviated from the assignment of prayer. He always engaged the counsel of God in the earth realm. So Daniel knew how to go into the spirit realm and speak mind, will, thought of God to many of us as it relates to the power of prayer. The enemy is trying to hijack the sound of prayer in the earth realm. Let's go right into Daniel chapter number 10. This is Daniel who sees the heavenly messenger, but the sound of Daniel never changes no matter what transpires. So Elohim, Elyon, Al Shaddai, El Olam, Jehovah Yahweh, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Tiskanu, Jehovah El Gabor, Jehovah of Makadesh, all of these names of him did not change. Daniel understood that when you reach a pivotal place in God and in the spirit, in the presence of God, the enemy, as soon as you pray, there is a major indictment against the enemy in the spirit realm. If you can release the word of God against the kingdom of darkness, the power of his greatness of God began to replace what the principalities and power wants to take from the men and women of God in the earth realm. So in the book of Daniel, chapter number 10, it said in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel. A thing was revealed unto Daniel. And Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar, and the thing was true. But the time appointed was long. He had understanding of the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, this is Daniel speaking about that particular time period. In those days, I, Daniel, mourned 3-4 weeks. So therefore, Daniel did not have anything in him but the spirit and the presence of God housing him. And I ate no pleasant food, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. In the 4th and 20th day of the first month, that means the first month of the 24th day of that time, because Hebrew is actually written from right to left. So you just turn the word around, turn it around, and you'll see 4th and 20th day. That means the first month and the 21st day, actually based upon the actual Judaic calendar, not the Gregorian calendar, the Judaic calendar. And as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, who loins were girded with the fine gold of Upaz, his body also like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning. Appearing of lightning, his eyes lamps of fire, and his arm and his feet like the color of polished brass. And the voice of his words was like the voice of a multitude, the sound of a multitude, the sound and the frequency of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them. Now notice from that verse there, you'll find that Daniel saw the vision. Daniel was alone. Daniel alone, correction. He was the only one that saw the vision. And the four, and for the men that were with Daniel saw not the vision. So Daniel's vision began to expand. When his vision began to expand, those who were around Daniel, there was a quickening fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Daniel's vision changes. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision. So Daniel had the vision. Now his vision is coming to reality or to pass. Things are about to expand. Things are about to change. There's another dimension that Daniel steps into. But a great quaking and fell on them that they hid themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw a great vision, and there remained no strength. So Daniel's vision is at a pivotal state. His prayers have already reached the spiritual realm and the kingdom of God. But there's a great quaking and fell. So those who were with Daniel saw not the vision. But then a greater dimension falls on Daniel now, and he is alone. And there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned into what? Corruption. So when you see that this particular part, he said his comeliness turned to corruption. What Daniel is saying, his thought, mind, and will, because that's interruption, everything that went through Daniel's mind in the delay began to play on his mind from the principality. So his comeliness turns to corruption. And many of you, if you pray and you begin to seek God and it appears that something is not coming to pass the way you ask God, if you're not careful, what you would do is you would second-guess God, second-guess your vision, second-guess what you're asking God to move on. Fear grip you, your comeliness or your thought, your vision, your prayers, the enemy will come in to corrupt what's getting ready to destroy the kingdom of darkness. So the delay doesn't mean denial. Delay means the enemy is trying to stop the word of God that's in your mouth from reaching, or the word of God that was spoken from coming to pass in the lives of the believer. Many of us, in terms of where we are at in the kingdom of God right now, things that have been held up in the heavenlies now are getting ready to be released in the earthly realm at this time. But because there had been interference with other principalities, and then there's warfare for your words, the enemy wants you to not believe that God is going to move on your word. So you're many people that are preparing to change their words, they're preparing to just give in, give up on God, not now. Don't bail in this season. Your words in your mouth are under hostile fight and indictment. And not only are they under hostile fight and indictment, what's getting ready to come from you. The enemy does not want you to receive the promises of him and the life-changing experience that comes through your word. Monitoring spirits are monitoring every area of the men and women of God in the earth realm. So don't stop right now. Don't quit. Don't drop the ball. Don't bail out. God is moving on your behalf concerning your vision. So he said, for my commonly start turning to corruption, was turned into corruption, and I retain no strength, because the enemy is playing tricks on the mind of God's people. He's doing everything in his power to play tricks with the mind of so many of God's people right now. Right now in the season we're in, there is a spirit that's playing with the mind of the people. It's playing with your thoughts. It's creating illusional affairs. It's making you feel like you have it's not coming to pass. I wait on God, and God is not speaking. All of this unauthorized things in the spirit realm that you're speaking against yourself, literally creating your own indictments. Well, God ain't heard me. He's taking too long. I might well help the Lord. What am I doing wrong? See, all of these things, when commonliness turns to corruption, we find ourselves saying all types of things. God, did I do something wrong? You beating me up from my past. People that are attacking me. All of a sudden, you create all of these things that have nothing to do with anybody but a demonic spirit that's in the spirit realm. So our comeliness turns to corruption because of our indictments against the enemy in the spirit realm. God is not stopping things. It's a principality and demonic forces that have engaged themselves against the presence of God in you and against where you're about to go in your weaponry. And so what you have here at this dispensational time in the earth realm is that those principalities and power, rulers of the darkness in this world and spiritual wickedness in high places, are trying to get you to refrain from what God wants you to have in this hour. Now, I want to share this with everybody real quickly, because I think because of the anger of a lot of people in ministry, especially in the area of deliverance ministry and those areas of ministry that flow in the prophetic realm, what God is releasing to the believers in the earth realm is he's releasing the sound of currency. He's releasing the sound of currency. The realm of currency is the sound not only of current, but the sound of wealth, the sound of the realm of riches, the realm of success, the realm of wittiness, the realm of invention. So as we're tapping into these spiritual realms, and a word that many people don't want to use right now is prosperity realm. Now, what we have taken the spiritual realm of prosperity is we're thinking it's money. That's not only that, but the prosperity realm is the realm of invention. It's the realm where your ideas will get you money. Your ideas will get you wealth. Your ideas will give you power. Your ideas is launching. And the reason why you are in this realm of prosperity, because if you understand the word of God, you're in a realm where there's a wealth transference because the more you tap into the spiritual realm and you're overruling principalities, you're releasing the wealth realm back into the hand of the kingdom of God. So therefore, the wealth transfer is the wealth of the wicked being laid up. Now, and when I say laid up, now listen to this. This is going to bless somebody. The wealth of the wicked is laid up. That means that when you tap into the realm and you overrule demonic spirits, those demonic spirits leave the wealth laid up. It's there. You want me to give you a perfect example of the wealth being laid up? Let's go over to the book of 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. Or actually, let's go to 2 Kings chapter number 7, verse number 7. Now, let me bless people because I won't be before you long. I'm giving it to tell the people how this wealth portal is open unto us. And those who are fighting prosperity, you better slow it down, man and woman of God, because you don't understand what God has already loosed unto us in the kingdom of God to connect ourselves to. Because you have to have the wealth now that belongs to the kingdom of God. It was never the kingdom of darkness had the wealth. It was always the wealth was laid up for us. Second King, turn there with me, 2 Kings chapter number 7. And this is for many of you, knowing that as you move into the month of June, what's getting ready to be released from the pathetic vault. When I say the pathetic vault, that means what was held by the enemy, false spirit, falsified presence, false people. Here's what he said here in 2 Kings chapter number 7. Then Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Now, what did Elijah say? Hear ye the word of the Lord. And thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure. Now, notice what he does now. He takes you into the spiritual realm. A measure. Fly will be sold for a shekel and two measures of barley for a shekel. What? In the gate of Samaria. In the gate of Samaria. Then the Lord, whom the hand the king leans on, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? See, the prophet never said would. The prophet decreed, released, commanded, because he tapped into the spiritual realm. He tells us in the spiritual realm that there will be a wealth release from the spiritual realm into the natural. He tells us it's going from the spiritual into the natural. In the gate of Samaria, there was a famine. Four lepers men at the entering in of the gate. Now, they're at the entrance of the gate. They're not in the area where the drought is or the famine. The entrance. As people that are coming out, standing there at the entrance. What? The entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter in the city, then there's a famine there. So a famine means there's a drought. There's nothing there in the city to die. If we sit here, we die. If they stay in this place of what there's a virus or sickness, the infirmity that they're in, we're dying. So they're standing here, we're going to die here anyway because there's no medical help. If we go in the city, we'll die there because there's nothing there. Dying in a drought. Now, therefore, come let us fall into the host of the Syrians. Save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up early in the twilight. That's between when the sun began to shine and darkness began to deplete itself. So between the sun, the light and darkness meet up but never match up. So there's a transition. Verse number twilight, to go into the capital of Syria. And when they came to the uttermost part of the capital of Syria, behold, there was no man in the camp. For the Lord, now watch, this will bless somebody. For the Lord of hosts, verse number 6, for the Lord made the host of the Syrians hear a noise. Where did the noise come from? The noise came from the sound mouth of the prophet. He created a sound, a noise, chariots, and a noise of horses, and a noise of great hosts. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel had hired against it the king of the Hittites, the king of Egypt, to come upon us. Wherefore they rose and fled. Now, here's what they did. They fled and did what? They fled and left their tents and their what? Horses and their asses and even the camp as it was and fled for their life. Now, when I say the wealth of the wicked is laid there, they fled and left what was laid up for us, many of us, because of the spirit of demonic retardation in the spirit realm, and many people who don't understand what God is doing right now, the wealth is being laid up. Our enemies are abandoning their position. If you understand the world, see, the world banking system, changing the currency. The currency in the earth is changing while we're battling against each other for $20, $5. Can I get about $20, $20, $20, $20, can I get a $10, can I get a $20, can I get you the soda, No, those days are over because it's already laid up for us. We're never going to be lack money. The kingdom of God is lacking ideas. The idea. So when Daniel was praying in one day, he was in the place, the principality, what's being laid up for us, it's laid up for us. They don't have authority over it. It's not authorized by them. So the prophetic vaults are open unto the kingdom of God. But because fear has gripped us under the pandemic, created a mind epidemic and a fear-demic, what we're dealing with in the earth realm now from the obituary year into the year of grief year, we're missing what God wants to loose unto the believers. That's why you have the higher 3% of the class, they can't do nothing with the wealth. They need us to be the distribution center for the world. We are the currency in the earth realm. We are the power source in the earth realm. So it's being laid up for us because the sound of eternity has suspended the presence of time. But because our mind is waiting for something to happen, we're not moving, but those who are prophetic people are launching in the earth realm such a powerful sword. That's why you speak it, it shall happen. You call it, it shall happen. It shall come to pass because it's been loosed unto us. Notice now, he said, there were four leprous people sitting at the entrance of the gate. Leprosy in the Old Testament were people who were forbidden because they were known as unclean. They were forbidden to come into the presence of anybody else. And if they did, you know what they had to say? They had to say unclean. They had to let the people know who they were. Leprosy people in the Old Testament were people who wore tore clothes. You see a lot of people in churches now wearing tore clothes. That was what the sign of leprosy. Leprosy were people who had ripped clothes, tore clothes. It was a sign that people had to see their skin, the sign that they had leprosy. So many people that you look like they're not like us and not with us, those are leprosy people. That was a sign. Sign of leprosy. And that means that those are disenfranchised. So many of us who are disenfranchised, it's your time. It's the leprosy people time. It's the disenfranchised people time. It's the ones that have been left out time. Those who were in the kingdom there at Israel, at that place, they refused to the prophet, the lords. Those are the lower lords who leans on the king. The king leans on them for answers. Are in dispute. He answered the man of God, if it would be. So the man of God said, "Let me tell you something. Okay, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna let you see, but you won't enjoy it." That's why 2020 was an obituary year. Many people were not able to enjoy what we're getting ready to receive and prosper in. I want to deal with this for just a few minutes. Prayers will overtake the enemy known. Anything that the enemy say no to, your prayer will overtake it. You're getting ready to overtake everything that the enemy said no to you. God is saying yes to you. What the enemy said no to you, God said it's going to happen. We're overtaking the enemy's no. So anything that the enemy said no to, it's ours. Anything that somebody said you can't have it, it's ours. We're in the season to overtake. We're in a hostile takeover in the earth realm. It's a hostile takeover. Everything we're watching, it's a hostile takeover in the kingdom of God. So there's everything you're asking God to do. It's a hostile takeover. Look at Bill Gates. His wife is divorcing him. She's losing $28 billion she getting. Look at Amazon's wife. What did she do? Divorced her husband. He gave her $30-something billion, and she still gets part of the wealth. And what is she doing? She's distributing the wealth to anybody who wants it. And what we doing? I need five people to give $20. And then half of the people who just got a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. I'm talking about a word that changed your entire life. The powerful word from the Lord went inside the frequency and opened up a currency. Y'all better be blessed today. The prophetic word went inside your frequency and create a currency. And then you say, okay, I need 20 people to get $20. And everybody gets silent. Here's how the people do. They get silent. They get quiet. So nobody say anything. The prophet just opened up a portal. The realm in the spirit is open. And what the people do? Shut down. Because what? When you hear the sound, money. God called it currency. Man put the name money to it. It was currency. As a matter of fact, in the Old Testament, they never passed money. They exchanged. It was an exchange. You give me a bull, I'll give you so much. You give me a goat, I'll give you so much. You give me clothes, I'll give you. It was a wealth transfer. It's a wealth transfer. Sound transfer the presence of the currency. Overturn the people know. And what the enemy does, they fled from their lives. They fled for their lives. They heard the sound of horses, the sound of chariots. They heard a sound. And what they did, they fled the camp and left everything sitting in the camp for you to pick up. In the synergy, center of the camp, the synergy of eternity is loose for humanity. It's laid up for us. Everything has been laid up. It's been laid up now. It's laid up right now. There's so much stuff being laid up right now. The economists don't even know what to do. It's all laid up. There are many people right now, you can get the greatest promotions on your job. There's so many doors of promotion being opened right now in the earth realm. It's unprecedented. Job, economic, business, wittiness, these things are laid up for who? For the kingdom of God. Laid up for the wealth. Has been laid up for us. But because many of us are incarcerated in our minds, when you're incarcerated by something, it means you've been locked into something. It means incarcerated means you're locked in. So if your mind is locked in, you will never be able to tap in. Daniel understood in chapter number 10 that he had the vision. It was true. He understood the vision. It was true. There was a delay, never a deny for what God was loosing unto him. Your prayers are overtaking the enemy knows. Don't worry about when people are getting upset with your wealth. What you've got right now is nothing compared to what you're getting ready to get in July, August, September, October, and going into 2022. You ain't seen nothing yet what the kingdom of God is about to tap into. If your enemy is upset with you driving what you're driving, whoa, they ain't seen nothing but you getting ready to trade in. Touch two people say, I'm getting ready to trade it in. See, because there's a transfer. There's a move in the earth realm that is so gigantic right now. Some of us, we have to stand back. We're trying to distribute it now. You can't distribute to another incarcerated person. You can't distribute it to an incarcerated person. An incarcerated person is locked in their mind. Many of them are literally addicted. So what they'll do, you bless an incarcerated person, they wouldn't know what to do with it. They're going to hide their talent. They're going to hide it. That's why many gifts, talented, worship leader, powerful people, they're afraid to step out right now. Afraid to come forth. All the built, no, let me, let's go into the trillion realm. The trillions of dollars being made on a vaccine at this very moment. Four different ones. Spiritual and the natural. This ain't the spiritual, it's the natural. And by 2022, 21, going into 2022, we're going to see many people. Now, Faith, don't get upset. I'm just trying to help y'all out so y'all can be prepared. So when y'all start figuring out what's going on in your DNA and your body and things start happening, the medical profession, guarantee you 5 to 7 years down the road, what you're seeing now that they told you to take, they're going to be billions of dollars of lawsuits concerning those drugs that they experimenting on right now. Your prayers are overtaking the nose. Things that are happening in your body, stuff that you ain't never experienced ever in your life. Young, old, whatever it is. Well, I'm getting a little old. I'm sure expect to know then. Your body will not. You are so anointed in your body that stuff that happened in your body ain't because you're getting old. Your mind is a divine messenger. Your body speaks to yourself. You speak to your mind. Your mind can make you live for hundreds of years, literally, if you open your mind up to the substratum of the things of God. There are people in the earth realm right now still here, 130, 135, older. We only looking at people from the scripture where 70. Well, I live 70 years, so after 70, it's over. No, the Bible said, He guarantees you 70. So you guarantee 70. Anything after that is a reason of what? Health. Anything after that is a reason of strength. And then anything after that is you operate in the strength, the health, and the spiritual realm of God. So therefore, there's a level in the kingdom of God that God has released unto you. So you are in your prophetic currency. Your prophetic currency is releasing the wealth that is of the wicked that's laid up for us. It's released. It's not being released. It's released unto us. That's why when the word of God says, I wish upon all things that you prosper. There it is. And be in health, even as your soul prosper. I want you to have what belongs to the kingdom of God. Many people are so afraid to transition, to change, to move, to go forth, because I'm in common denominators. I'd rather be where I'm at because I'm common, I'm safe. Launch out into the deep. Your anointing will bless other nations and other countries and other cities and other towns and other people. What's inside you is already laid up for other people. You are in a realm of being tolerated. You're not in the realm of being celebrated. You step out. Celebration will change those who just tolerate you. Those who are tolerating you will become godly jealousy, because those who will celebrate you will celebrate the anointing on your life. You are called for such a time as this. You have been called for this hour. So what you're watching is a transference, total unprecedented. Your talent, your wittiness, your invention, your stroke of the pen, dimension round is open. John Hancock, his signature. The original signature of John Hancock, if you ever see his writing on things, he's gone. But you see it on the paper, his signature, John Hancock, people know that signature because it carries power. You know why it carries power? Because the stroke of his dimension of his signature rests with power. Can I take you a little deeper? If Paul can write a letter from prison, he's what? He's on death row and writes a letter and sent it to different churches, and just his letter changed the mind of people. Think about the stroke of the pen of your signature changing the mind of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. your frequency and the currency you in. You are in a prophetic currency in the earth realm. Your body is word. Your body is frequency. Your body is dimension. Your body is rhythm. You carry the current in the earth realm. That's why the earth is moving. That's why the word of God says it's moaning and groaning for sonship, because you are the dimensional spiritual realm that's loosing things. The wealth is what? Laid up. I just showed you in the book of Kings, chapter number 7. What did they do? Left what? They left the camp and left what? What was laid up? Horses. They left gold. They left money. They left food. It was laid up. Who received it? Not the people in the kingdom. Not the people that were in the Assyria. Who was standing outside? The leprosy. Those who were disadvantaged received it. Those who are disenfranchised. It's your time, season, and hour now. Prayer that overtakes the enemy knows. It said no. God is saying yes. Says you can't have God, it's saying it's yours. Taking the enemy no. So anything that's a no to you, the enemy, it's a yes to the kingdom of God. It's already been launched. It's already been loose unto you. You've been mandated to tap into this portal of wealth. You've been mandated. It's mandatory. Are in the portal of the wealth. It's mandatory. It's not something you think. It's mandatory. Mandatory. The kingdom of God in your hand. Absolutely what's getting ready to go in your wallet. The kingdom of God needed. So those who are fighting, talking to the Lord about, let them fight by themselves. See, you go, you keep your stuff in the layaway. I'm taking my stuff out. You shut. You shop by right, I'm shopping the right. You go. You're not. You're in a season being loose to us in the kingdom of God, the body of believers. We're to tap in. You are the wittiness in the earth realm. Everything is being loose to you. So when Elijah told the Lord, L-O-R-D, for which the king leans on. Answered the man of God. He said, if. Now, how many people use the word but or if? Yes. I don't know. Guess what? Let me help you out. That's exactly where you at. 10 years from now. A month from now. He said, about this time tomorrow. Fine flour. Sold for a shekel. 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. God is overturning the drought. Look at somebody and say, God is overturning the drought. He's overturning the drought in our lives. He's overturning. And now, if anybody go back, you know, it's interesting how if anybody have been following me the last year and a half, so many of you, by June of this year, July, everything that was told you to mask yourself, we're getting ready to unmask ourselves. But if you follow the things of God, you will never mask anyway. You will not mask. You're already prepared for what was getting ready to happen. June is shut up. May is was set up. Shut up. You're going to see many people to the month of June when they say unmask yourself free, they're going to still be shut up. We all unmasked. And those who are already unmasked, those who are masked, they just still shut up. I'm telling you. We're in the realm of the actual presence of God, but because fear have gripped many people, they ain't going to say nothing anyway. I'm going to say that. I ain't going to say that. Because of the power of God. For the month of July, in September, God, If you ain't seen six figures in your life, you better buckle your seatbelt up, man of God, woman of God. If you ain't seen seven figures in your life, you better buckle your seatbelt up, because what your price tag of the anointing is about to rise on the roof, because the capacity of wealthy people, the mind of rich people, they don't know what to do. The mind, if you think the mind of us, the people who are considered the lower level people are battling, just think of a man who's way up there with riches, where his mind is at now. Look at the face. Go Google the face of a millionaire who's the owner of Amazon. Look at his eyes. Look at how his face is. The man had a stroke. You can see the stroke in his face. Look at Bill Gates. You can see the stress on his face. Look at some of these wealthy people. They don't know what to do. Losing their mind. They're experimenting. They can't even experiment no more. You know why they can't even experiment no more? Because 2020 was an obituary year. If you survived the experiment of the noble birthing, you ain't have nothing to worry about. Your body was immune because of the anointing on your body, not your title. Everybody with title died. Notice people with title, they die. Anybody with an anointing, they live. Pastor, people say, live, live, live. If you have an anointing on your life, you're going to live, live, live. If you had a title on your life, you were a goner. The enemy in the last decade sold you title. In the last decade, if you had an anointing on your life, you're sound and getting ready to take the launch the earth web. Men and women of God, in this season, your anointing is on display. There's nobody can stop the passion of your anointing in this season. Because if you are anointing, you have destroyed the yokes in the spiritual realm. That means the enemy has been chained. Spend more time trying to get people to touch your head instead of using your head. I want to be touched by that person. You didn't even know who touched you in your head right now, because what's in your head is going to prepare what's in your mouth. What's in your mouth is going to prepare what's in your wallet. What's in your wallet is going to determine what's in your bank account. What's in your bank account is going to determine what's in your vault. What's in your vault is going to determine your inheritance. What's in your inheritance is going to carry your bloodline because of your signature in the earth, man. You have been anointed. For this season, you've been anointed for this season. You've been mandated for this season. And the leprosy people went into the center of the camp. What was there? Everything that they need, more than enough. The mysteries of the kingdom of God is alive, while the misery of mankind is seeking you out. You have more miserable people than people that flow in the mystery. Woo. I'm going to tell it. We're getting ready to receive the mysteries of the kingdom of God, where everybody is flowing in the misery of the kingdom of darkness. Satan has fooled a lot of people. Won't be fooled in this season. Power in the presence of what's inside you, man of God and woman of God. All right, I got to stop here so I can prepare for our 11 a.m. The kingdom of God. You're getting ready to tap into the currency. The currency. Current. In the spirit realm. Somebody, I told you, need a prophet in their life. I don't care what nobody, I ain't talking about a profiteerer. You need a prophet who can release sound. Earth realm. Where you're going and what you're about to tap into. Beloved, enemy is under arrest. And guess what? Many of our enemies are under arrest, and you don't need a warrant. You need a sound. Already given a warrant the moment you spoke. Woo, y'all just missed the revelation. Sound that's overruling now. Scary cat spirit, stick with me. That fear spirit, don't talk to me. That false spirit, don't come around me. Nothing illegal is authorized in my atmosphere. They're not allowed in my perimeter. Spirits are allowed in my perimeter. No false spirit. You know, right now in the world, they got these what they call electric gates. These are electric gates. They're called waves. they're called waves. So in certain communities, you can go in certain communities that are gated community, you can go in those communities, and they got what they call a line. It's a wave here. They got them in banks. And if you cross over that line, a monitor will go off. So what they have is they have these waves. People got these big animals. And if the animal go towards that wave, electric shock would shock them, and they would go back. So what people, and you wonder why when people walk in these certain areas and these big dogs are sitting there and they won't move, they're not allowed to go past that frequency. If they go past, it'll shock them, and they'll jump back. We're in a time where we are in a wave of a presence. People can't touch us because they'll get shot by the anointing. Touch you because they'll get shot by the anointing. They can't even see it. It's so undetectable. Your enemy, you have the power on you where you're undetectable on the radar, but they can't even see you on the radar. You're under the radar, but on the radar. People don't understand you in this dispensation of time. You were supposed to be dead. You weren't supposed to be here. Sound was supposed to assassinate your anointing. What your sound did is your sound caused a frequency glitch. Your database, you tried to hack my prophetic email. You tried to mess with my passcode. You had no access to where we were going and what was about to happen. It's the time to understand currency. Currency is a frequency that's current. It moves. That's why you see new money being made. Things are happening in the kingdom of God. We're tapping in. The believers are tapping in. You're prospering right now. Tap in right this moment. And everybody else have tapped out. People that bailed out and quit, you still tap it in because of the presence of God. How is it that you're living where you're living? Driving what you're driving. As a matter of fact, if the reality be told, or people call truth be told, I use the word reality. If the reality be told, most of us, what we're really driving and what we're living in is based upon still some fear. Because the only reason you driving what you driving, because you driving it out of fear. Let me see if I can get the car. Going over there to that, you better go on over to the Bentley. Going over to the Maybach. Tesla, you can drive an electric car if you want to. That's free. That's still free. You ain't got to test the water when you anointed. Talk to people say, you don't have to test the anointing when you don't have to test the water when you anointed. The anointed never have to be tested. People want to test the anointing. You don't have to test your anointing. You have been anointed for where you're at now. Test. You know what a test is? It tests the money. Oh, God Almighty. Where you at? People are still thinking from a contract mind. I'm understanding from a covenant mind. It's a covenant on my sound. It's a covenant on your sound. You are mandated to live, walk, breathe, experience, write, sing, present in the earth realm. Whole entire immunity. Oh, Shabbat. Can I take you to this level? No, I'm going to preach this today. You got to understand, you're in the season of diplomatic immunity. You've been immune from things. Touch your people say, my season of diplomatic immunity. You have the right, and no one can stop you. You have diplomatic immunity. Therefore, you're the right to. You can go to any way you can. They can't stop you. They can't touch you. They can't put their hands on you. They can't do anything. You have diplomatic immunity. You have the right. Show them your sound and watch them leave. You move, speak your sound. They have to go. Your car, when they stop you, they look and say, oh, it's you. Have a good day, sir. Just be careful. Keep moving. Because of the presence of God on your life. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your presence and your glory. We thank you for what you should, you're releasing unto your people. We give you praise, glory, and honor for the season that we're in, God. And we ask right now, Lord Jesus, that every spirit of backlash, retaliation, territorial demon, monitoring spirit, God, that have been sent down and launched against us, we overrule it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing right now on the behalf of the beloved, God, in the season. God, we know that our heirs are protected, our heirs are blessed, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, God, for second-class mindset, God, and coach thinking. God, we thank you right now for changing our second-class mindset in our coach city. God, take us into the first-class realm of the spirit, God. We will operate in those levels, God. We will live and we will breathe and we will experience a greater in this season. Father, we thank you for it now, and it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen, amen, and amen to the Lamb of God. We bless the Lord for you on today. We bless the Lord for you on today. And we honor the Lord for the men and women of God for knowing what God is saying to you in this season of your life. There's nothing that can stop what God is doing in your life in this season. Anyone need a prophet in their life for what God is doing for your life and for your season? You are the currency in the earth, man. You are a threat to the kingdom of darkness, and you must know it. All right, thank you, God. We're preparing for what we call our Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2021. We're inviting many of you. This is our 10th year conference 2021. All roads will lead to 231 East, 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. That will be June 25th, 26th, and 27th. We're going to have a power-packed time. We have great speakers who will be carrying a sound of eternity and suspending the sound in time. Prepare yourself. We're looking to see many of you all there for the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2021. There is a mandate, the theme of the conference. You have endured the test of time. Many of us, we have endured hardness as a good soldier. So therefore, you have endured the test of time. There will be many people from around the United States and the world joining us for this Lifeline Conference 2021 in the city of Harvey, Illinois. Yours truly will be hosting the conference. I'm looking forward to many of my friends to be part of this auspicious event. Many of the events have been going virtual. We are going viral. Look at somebody said, many events are going virtual. We're going viral. You have to know that where God has you at in this season, it is time to go viral while everybody is going virtual. You're in a time where your touch becomes a sound in the earth realm. And anything that will cause you to see and feel you need a vaccine, open your mouth and watch your frequency change humanity because it comes from eternity. You have been mandated in this season to break rank with all illegal distribution centers. 2020 was a year of a distribution center. It was sent into the mind, will, and thoughts of God to shake you, to move you out of your position. You are the anointed vessel that God will use in this time. You were not on the RPF or the rest in peace symbol. You were known in this hour to be the mandate for this time. When the clock turned to your time, God moved and he suspended time and gave you the power and the anointing to speak and decree and declare. Anything that you're getting ready to tap into is unprecedented in the earth realm. You are bloodline breakers. You are curse breakers. You are breakers of spells in the earth realm. You are critical to the bloodline in the next generation. So therefore, you can't die yet. You have been not slated for death. The death demon can't come to your door. The death demon can't connect to your life. The fear demon can, but the death demon can't. His assignment is not yet here. You have the power and the anointing in this hour to know where you are in the kingdom of God. And people of God, you're in that life-changing window that God has. You are currency in the earth realm. So your currency in the earth realm is the value of the greatness in the earth realm. You have to know who you are right now for where you're about to go in the land. Many people are losing it along the way. You're gaining where everything has been lost. You're in that season, man and woman of God. I celebrate your next and what God is doing for your life. Continue to stay in that place and watch God move miraculously on your behalf and in your life in this season. I tell you, excitement is in the earth realm now. Just think, the last 4 days, we went through almost seven different seasons. It's actually four. One is five, the autumn. But all of those have rotated. We rotated in seasons. And in the last 4 to 5 days, we rotated through seven different seasons simultaneous. We was in 80 degrees. It dropped to 40 degrees. It went back up. It rained a little bit. Hail and snow came down. Everything changes the dynamic. But guess what? The rhythm of your body was still operating in the element, hemisphere, troposphere, biosphere, lithosphere. You have to know what you are in the kingdom of God. You are currency. When you show up in neighborhoods, communities, and nations, wealth portals are open. People are set free. Demonic spirit have to give ground to your presence. That's why many of us in the night realm, we are detectors in the night realm. So for the spirit of the Lord God, your upside down is right side up to God because of the dimension in the spirit realm. Some of you who can't sleep at night, it's because people in other countries who are up, they're pulling on your anointing while you're in the night realm. There are people in nations seeking you out. So therefore, while you are over here in the United States at 1 a.m. in the morning, those in other countries are up because they know that the anointing on your life is rescuing them from the problems of their life. You are a powerful source in the kingdom of God. Know your place and know your authority. Don't worry about being title-bound. You have been anointed with the power to destroy the kingdom of darkness at every level. No one can stop an anointed man and woman of God in this dispensational time. You have been selected and mandated by the presence of God. So we thank God for you today. You're tapping in, and you can't tap out in this season because God has selected and chosen you for such a time as this. You're in it, man of God and woman of God, and we celebrate what God is doing for you and for your life. All right, people of God, bless the Lord for you on today. We have many birthdays today. I tell you, Administrator Brian, your son's birthday today. Mother Sydney, did her husband her birthday today? Somebody else's birthday today. I just say happy birthday to all of the mighty, powerful people of God on today. We thank God for you on today. Stay connected with us. For those who didn't know, I was not on Facebook for approximately a week. I actually had second-degree burns in my face, so my face was very much messed up. So I had to take a break because something happened in my face here that some of you can see little parts of the injury. So thank God that I made it and survived through the burns that hit my face and the injury. I tell you, the enemy has been busy, but guess what? I've been even more busier than the enemy in this season. So we thank God for many of you who have prayed for us and kept us in your prayers. We celebrate what God is doing in your life and through your life on today. I bless you on today for your prayers. All right, if you're in the Chicagoland area, you can join us today in our sanctuary. There's a word from the Lord that God has given me for the people of God. You will be blessed. It will be life-changing for you. We'll be in the house today listening, hearing, and receiving what God has for his people on today. God had me doing something unusual as we relate to our sanctuary. I've created and established a different type of prophetic flow. And this kind of prophetic flow, I've been using envelopes and putting things in their quotes. And God would lead me. I would pass one of them out to certain people. And then the Lord would give me a word concerning that matter. And I usually ask God, whoever take those particular envelopes and open it, that was a prophetic word for the life of that man, that woman, or the individual. God has usually been on target for the lives of so many people. Many people really don't need a word. What they need to do is be deactivated by the illegal coded system. What do you mean, Prophet Matthew? There's some of you who people have prophesied to you illegally, and what they've done, they tapped into the database of the frequency, and they caused you to be in a glitch. So they have wiretapped your system in your prophetic gift, in your dream, your vision, your purpose. And so when God speaks to the prophet, he goes inside and unravel what God has already put inside you. So I speak to the dimension of the database that the enemy has hacked. And you have to be very careful who you allow to speak in your frequency, because what they'll do is they'll go inside the grid of you, and they'll speak to a dimension that's not connected to destiny. Let me say that again. They'll speak to a dimension that's not connected to destiny. And then when the prophet goes in and speaks prophetically to your exact, then it releases you from being wiretapped. and now you can move in the spirit realm. That's why you have to understand virus. That's why they call it a virus. Why? A virus is made by man. How do you mess up a computer? You put a virus in it. And many of us are still carrying the sound of the virus, but you're not even a virus at all in your life. You've been anointed, but the sound of the virus keep you muted from the presence of God. Walk in that thing and watch God move for you. Amen. All right, those who once again connected to the different leaders around the world, if you're in South Carolina, Joy Pastor Gady and their ministry there, and the great men and women of God, Brother Aaron and Sister Dixon there, join them in the great kingdom leaders there at Ark Family Fellowship. We were just there last month. If you are in the city of South Bend, Indiana, join Apostolic House of Deliverance, the great kingdom leader there, Pastor Carter, overseer, Apostle Russell Shebu. If you are in the city of Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, join Pastor Harris and they're sharing their conference live. Join them in their city as the word of God comes alive. If you're in the Joliet area, join my dad, Bishop Matthew. My dad just celebrated 79 years of being on the earth. He's still preaching and teaching from his level of ministry. He's teaching the word of God. They're in the city of Joliet. Join them as the word of God comes alive. I tell you, these are great kingdom leaders that are releasing the oil and the presence of God. I tell you, saints of God, I am at an excited place in the kingdom of God. And it's lifting up, it's launching. Catch hold to the horn of the porch and the altar. Watch God begin to move immensely for you, in you, and through you. There is a word from the Lord in this season. And the word of the Lord is currency cannot be denied. You can't stop currency. No one can stop currency in the earth realm, no matter how they do it. Currency is an invisible faith sound. You want me to say it again? Currency is an invisible faith sound. Look at the word currency. Currency is an invisible faith sound. You can't see it, but you actually match up with it. Currency operates with the very substratum of the blueprint of your fingerprint. Faith is a fingerprint of faith. No one has the exact print that you have. So therefore, in your currency, there's a portal open unto you. You have to tap into it, walk into it, receive it. Don't be afraid to walk into the wealth portal for which God has made for your life. You've been selected. You own it. You deserve it. It's yours. Tap into it. All right, thanks to God. That's it for me now. Thank you for joining us. Administrator Brian, is there any final announcements over there, those who've been listening to us over there on the blog talk? We bless the Lord for you, although those in Sierra Leone, Ghana, West Africa, we thank you for those in India that's connecting with us over there. Thank you for those in Zimbabwe, those who are listening in Haiti. We bless the Lord for you. Brazil, we thank God for the country of Brazil. Those that are down in New Zealand, we thank God for our friends and daughters in New Zealand. We bless the Lord for you men and women of God that's connecting to us. We honor the Lord for you and you all today. Don't forget to watch us. We'll be doing Facebook Live today in our sanctuary. We're looking forward to a powerful time in the Lord. All right, Administrator Brian, any final words over there? We're celebrating what you guys are doing there in the city of Montgomery, Alabama. Pastor and teacher over there, Brenda Lumsey Hicks, and Pastor Keebler over there, Prophet Keebler, all of you guys are just tearing up Montgomery, Alabama. I wish I was there. But last night I was in another place with some powerful anointed people of God, worship leaders and powerful men of God and women of God. We just thank God for them as well. Come on in, Administrator Brian. Any announcement, any word that you have for us, woman of God?
God bless you, Prophet Matthews, and everyone that's listening in on the line. As you stated today, the conference for the House of Prayer we're in today is called A Hatitude. They're asking all the women to wear their hats on today and lay down their attitudes, and let's have a hatitude. And the speaker will be Dr. Brenda Lumsey Hicks from Mount Calvary Missionary Church in New Brunswick, New Jersey. That's 3617 Debbie Drive in the great city of Montgomery, Alabama. As you were talking about the Lifeline Conference, June 25th through the 27th, we'll play the commercial before the end, but we do have one hotel that's blocked off. That's the Eden Hotel at Tinley Park Convention Center. That's 18451 Convention Center Drive in Tinley Park, Illinois. And if you would like to make the reservations, you can just call the desk 708-444-1100 and reference the Lifeline Prophetic Conference block. Again, that number is 708-444-1100 and reference the Lifeline Prophetic Conference block. And we'll be posting this information on Facebook as well, and we'll be emailing it out also. Also, keep in mind that Dr. Matthews, on June the 12th, 2021, at 7 o'clock p.m., he's on his way to the Abundance Conference at Kingdom Harvest Family Church, the place of praise, where Pastor Mel Flowers is the overseer, at 2601 Lincoln Highway, Suite 1 in Olympia Fields, Illinois. Also, July the 18th and the 19th, got Dr. Matthews on his way to Racine, June 18th and 19th, on his way to Racine, Wisconsin. July the 21st to the 23rd, he's on his way to Montgomery, Alabama, where Bishop Hooks is the pastor of the Upper Room and End Time Ministries. On September the 18th, he's headed to San Antonio, Texas, Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love, the Lifestyle Health Studio, where the owner is Evangelistina Rice, at 550 Walden Road, Suite 102 in San Antonio, Texas. For more information, you can call 726-444-0060. In the month of August, you can join Dr. Matthews, who's on his way back to New Brunswick, New Jersey, the first of the month. Those dates are forthcoming. And also August 19th, 20th, and the 21st, he's on his way to Browns Mill, New Jersey, at the Pilgrim's Full Gospel Ministries, located at 379 Lakehurst Road in Browns Mill, New Jersey, where Pastor Benjamin Cole is the pastor, and the assistant pastor is Kathy Griffith. For more information on any of these announcements, you can call 877-912-2027, or you can call the local ministry at 708-825-1988 and ask for the administrator there, Sister Martisa Green. God bless you, men of God.
God bless you, Administrator Bride, and God bless the people of God. If you want to connect with us, we're ministering the Word of God around the world. Join us in any of our services locally and globally. If you want to connect with us for counseling of any kind, because the health of many people, the mind of many people are under major attack, call our local office at 708-825-1988. Someone is there in the office every Monday from 10:30 to 2 and Wednesday from 10:30 to 2 in our local office there in the city. So you can schedule your counseling appointment there. Please call and talk to our staff there, or someone from my administrative office as well. Thank you, God. Be strong. Be blessed. Be in that place of God. Now, those of you who are in leadership position, he said, in this season, Prophet Matthew, we need covering. We need covering. And that's what I shared with the leadership last night. It is important to be covered in this season. And he said, I need covering. Reach out to our office. We love to be connected with you, the purpose of you and what you're doing in the kingdom of God. We bless the Lord for you on today, and we thank God for you. I believe it's a life-changing time for many of our life and many of our destiny in this season of our life. All right, saints of God, if you desire to be a blessing to this ministry, and surely I know many of you who have been, those virtual members, covenant partners of the ministry, sons and daughters of the ministry, thank God for your seed. But certainly as we continue to increase and grow and things are expanding, we need your support. We need your financial support as we're growing. But let God speak to you in that area. That's not an area that I like to stick with and talk about, but I like to let the Lord talk to you. It's interesting that when you're in a caviar season, you want the best. You don't want anything less than the best in a caviar season. And I believe that the ministry that God has given us has been launched to release in caviar presence in the season of the lives of the people. So tap into and become part of what God is doing. And certainly we thank God for you, you and you. Now, we're not telling anybody to move from the vision and the purpose of their local church. Surely that would be disingenuous for me to say that to anybody. But if the Lord put in your heart, in your spirit, to be a blessing, we certainly thank you in advance for all of your giving and all of your support. And now in the future here, if you're listening to us, you can join us every Tuesday night in the Chicagoland area. You can listen to us at Rejoice 102.3 FM, 630 Central, 830 Eastern, and then Rejoice 102 and be blessed by the Word of God. Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock p.m. to 3:30, join us as well. Be blessed by the Word of God as well. We're looking forward to the greater, and we're looking forward to you being part of it. Amen. All right, saints of God. Those who listen to us, have a blessed day. Stay in the place and the strength of God. Hold on to your vision and know that you are the currency in the earth realm from eternity to pay the cost for mankind and humanity. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go in the power and the strength of the Lord today. Shalom in your court is my prayer for you today. God bless you all.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 conference.
The theme. We have stood the test of time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m., get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gady. Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration, $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcia Green at 708-825-1988. Or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.
How I served that, I can't say it was easy, but I'm still alive. God never left me, He stayed by my side, and I am so grateful He kept me. Oh,
God held me together, made sure that
this time,
this
through all my struggles, it get hard sometimes, y'all. I'm still
here.
idea. I want to testify tonight. Take a minute and look back over your life. See all the Lord has done for me. Oh, you realize that he was right there all of the time. She did a good job of raising me. My daddy made me. And he taught me how to be a man. But I can't give him the credit for saving me. And I can't give him the credit for killing me.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 10th anniversary of the Lifeline Prophetic Conference.
Happy 10th anniversary.
June 25th through June 27th, 2021 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
The 2021 conference.
The theme. We have stood the test of time. It kicks off June 25th at 7 p.m. with guest speaker Apostle Maurice Simmons. Saturday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Get ready for speaker and conference host, the dynamic Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. On Sunday, June 27th at 11 a.m., get ready for Dr. Carlina Wilkes and Pastor Sandra Gady. Register now at www.werestoreyou.org. Registration, $50. For more information, contact Sister Marcia Green at 708-825-1988. Or Administrator Retha Bryant at 334-440-6152. If you prefer, cash out to hashtag RFPIM. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Conference and get ready to receive your miracle.